Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Full Press NHL podcast. I'm your host and the voice of Full Press Hockey, Jim Beringer. You can get this iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. We're back for round two. The Stanley Cup playoffs underway. The road teams continue to dominate. And how about those Cardiac Cats taking two in Toronto? Not just one, two. Teams, two. Second period they owned. Two goals in 47 seconds. They shut the door. Toronto's got problems in period two. See the theme here? It started off in game one, two for Toronto. They come off the emotion of winning a playoff series for the first time in 19 years. You think they're going to have momentum, but you knew Florida was going to come out like they did after knocking off the Boston Bruins. Man, the doors are wide open for anybody now. And they come in, they play their style, that forecheck, Paul Maurice. Got his team playing. He's having fun coaching again. Tkachuk, Bennett, Duclair, Barkov starting to get it. Verhaeghe, Brandon Montour. And oh, by the way, the guy between the pipes, Sergei Bobrovsky. He's playing great. He's throwing it back. Ever since he came into the series against Boston, this Panthers team's played differently. Not that Alex Lyon, the Lion King, didn't do a bad job. I think it was Bob's time, and the $10 million man is showing why. He stays on practice later. He stays after the morning skates. He puts time in after games. This guy's a machine. Now, with the 2 days off hurt, the Panthers, we're going to find out. A couple days off before game threes. The travel, go play. But this Panthers team's taking it to this Leafs team. Leafs team's got a good power play. They can move the puck around. Playing north-south hockey. Ilya Samsonov is right now is not the reason this Leafs team is losing. Yeah, maybe you want one of those goals back. They're making mistakes, taking this team for granted. And the Florida forecheck, and this is the problem the Leafs had before they got out of the first round. Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. Can't criticize William Nylander. You can because he doesn't have many points. But he was hustling for pucks towards the latter end of game two, and he played well. Mitch Marner, we need more of. We need more from Austin Matthews. Yeah, the power play was going. But this isn't the same Leafs team that was in the first round when they took out Tampa. There's an emotional letdown, and they need to get into the series. Maybe going on the road, going to the state of Florida where they haven't lost. You can't rely on that. Now it's an uphill climb, down 2-0. Man, that's a really tough challenge. Yes, we saw New Jersey lose two games on home ice and win the next four out of five games. It's a tough, tall task because this Florida Panthers team was on the other side of this last year. Tampa came in, beat them, then they swept them. They've seen this picture before. They've been around this picture. And this is why they made all these changes. And Matthew Tkachuk, again, in the center of everything. But it goes back to goaltending. Goes back to the star player stepping up. That's been Toronto's problem. But the issue is Bobrovsky's in the zone and he can steal a series. He already stole one because the Bruins up 3-1. Marchand said it best. No business getting to game seven. He puts the puck in game five with 3 seconds left. Game set match. Panthers aren't in this position. But the tirade in Toronto by Paul Maurice towards the end of the regular season, got this Panthers team going. They're riding momentum. They're a hot team. Things are falling their way. Toronto's in an uphill struggle going into game three. All great things they did in the first round could be wiped away. Things that need to go your way. Winning three games in overtime on the road. Having those comebacks. Those comebacks are not as easy to find here. Against a good defensive team like the Florida Panthers that forecheck hard. Not to say Tampa didn't have a good defense. It was a different defense. Getting to the net's a lot easier. But again, when they had the shots, they were getting chances, getting looks. Bobrovsky was there to shut the door. So we're going to see what happens, what adjustments they make. No, Matthew Nye is going to be hard for this team. You look over to the New Jersey Devils, what we mentioned. They down 0-2. They come back. They figure out how to win in Madison Square Garden, a goalie change. Going to Carolina, not the greatest start for them. We're going to see what happens in game two. See if the rookie goalie bounces back. make some adjustments, get emotionally invested in the series, right? They were emotionally invested in the Rangers because you want to have the bragging rights. Now, you got those bragging rights, but now you got to go play a very good, fast Carolina team that's, you know, no Svechnikov, no Patch Reddy, no Teravainen. They're finding different ways to score goals. Got Seth Jarvis, Aho, Preshi, Burns on the back end. Frederik Andersen's played well. They also have an Antti Raanta. Devil speed game is good. Was not good in game one. They have to figure it out. They have to get it going. When they do, they're a good team. But they may need to make some adjustments in the lineup. Luke Hughes paging him. FullPressHockey.com for that. I think that would help their game. It's a very different series. Carolina's a much faster team than the Rangers were. The Rangers just let the Devils take the speed, control the series, and that's what they did. And it'll be interesting the adjustments they make. The Rangers, you know, Shesterkin was their best player in the first round. But again, no, a lot of no-shows. And the Devils are having no-shows right now in the first game. And I know you can't overreact. But Jesper Bratt, one goal to an empty net to clinch the game. Nico Hischier is doing everything he can. He can't buy a goal. Timo Meier was hurt, but before that, he couldn't buy a goal, but he had like 28, 29 shots. So what are they doing? You know, Jack Hughes is getting his part, but the Devils need more from their defensemen because their defense was one of the best in the league of putting the puck in the net. But Carolina doesn't give you a lot of time and space, and that's on their head coach, Rod Brind'Amour. So I'm interested to see what adjustments New Jersey makes. You know Carolina's going to be ready for those adjustments. But that should be a good series. Again, it's going to be very tough if the Devils go down 0-2. You can't continue to play like that. So we see with Toronto and Florida. You go to the Western Conference. I think four is all around, right? Everybody wants to score four goals. Joe Pavelski does it on May 2nd. Leon Draisaitl does it on May 3rd. Back-to-back four-goal games. First time since 1988 that happened in Stanley Cup playoffs. The last guy to do it before that was Ray Ferraro. Albeit all these were in losing efforts. Go back to Matthews' first game with the Leafs. Losing effort in overtime. So very interested to see what's going to go on now in Edmonton. We know Edmonton's Achilles heel is the defense and the goaltending. Right? Drysdale said it. He's not happy that they didn't win. And he can't savor the fact that, well, he scored four goals in a playoff game. And he's not happy about it. He's got that mentality, that Jordan mentality of he's never being satisfied. He wants to win. He wants to put this team over. Go check great article up right now, NHLRumors.com, about Draisaitl being a playoff performer. All this guy's done since he's come into the league is being a playoff performer. Leads the league right now. 11 goals, 15 points. It may break Reggie Leach's record. That's if, you know, Edmonton advances. But again, you just can't rely on a power play. It's the best power play in the NHL, regular season, postseason. But you got to be able to defend 5-on-5. And that's where Vegas is taking advantage of them, especially between the net. Stuart Skinner, okay, maybe Jack Campbell's coming in soon. Who knows? But the Oilers have to lock it down defensively. Vegas is too good not to. Now, they may not have the centers like LA did with Anze Kopitar and Philip Deneau to slow Connor McDavid down. But when you take one out, the other's open. But Jack Eichel stepping up. Mark Stone's healthy. Chandler Stephenson, Ivan Barbashev. The back end looks good. Laurent Brossoit's playing well. It's going to be a high-scoring affair and a high-scoring series. The edge defensively is to the Golden Knights, but offensively, it's definitely the Oilers. Got to stay out of the penalty box. That's the key. The Oilers scored two power play goals in game one. Got to stay out of the box. Got to play better defense. Got to get better goaltending. Or else the Oilers are not going to win a Stanley Cup because they have the talent to do so. But we've been saying this for years. Defensively and goaltending is going to be the demise of the Edmonton Oilers. And they have to fix that. Vegas, stay out of the box. You're better team 5-on-5 right now through one game. The Oilers can play with you 5-on-5 too. Because they did get a bunch of goals 5-on-5. but they need more depth scoring. It's going to be a fun, high-scoring series. Then you have Dallas and Seattle. Jake Ottinger got lit up in game one. Game two, you know, expect him to bounce back. We're not sure. Again, we're recording this as the game is going on between Seattle and Dallas. Be interesting to see who takes, is it Seattle 2-0 lead? Is it 1-1? Joe Pavelski had 4 goals in the first game, again, in losing effort. Probably could have had 5, could have had 6. Maybe Dallas wins the game. But it was the first period that did the Dallas Stars in. They got the first goal. Seattle just keeps coming, coming, and coming in waves. 4 lines deep. Their offense is different this year. They added players. Bjorkstrand, Barkowski, Beniers made this team better. It's not the same team as it was last year. Defensively, they're better. Adam Larsson's turning into, coming into his own. Look, with the Devils, he was rushed. But under Lyle Robinson, Scott Stevens, he was turning into the player that the Devils expected him to. But they had high expectations for him. And anytime he made a mistake, he came out of the lineup. Again, the coaching that was there. Dave Hextall's giving him a little bit more way. He developed well in Edmonton. Now in Seattle, the anchor of that defense. And Philip Grubauer, what can you say? He's a motivated cat. He beat his former club. This team, there should be no surprises anymore. We should not be surprised in the National Hockey League anymore when teams succeed or teams are bad. The way the expansion was set up for the Vegas Golden Knights and for Seattle Kraken made sure they just succeeded right away. It's not the old expansion days where teams had to go through the misfit toys of the former teams and took them 5-6 years to get a good team. They're good right away. Last year, Seattle was not. The way they constructed the team, Jaden Schwartz is back, Brandon Tanev's back. This team just continues to get different goal scorers every night. They have 15 different goal scorers in the first round, 5 different goal scorers in the first game against Dallas. I expect that trend to continue. That's what they do. And they just keep coming in waves. But Dallas has speed. Dallas has a good power play. Dallas is good on home ice. And Ottinger has a bounce back ability. That's going to be a fun series. They all are. But the Stanley Cup playoffs continue to roll on. Check out everything up at fullpresshockey.com. Second round previews, game recaps, rumors, everything, betting odds, check it all out. It's been Jim Berenger, Full Press NHL Podcast, second round dissection, little preview, prognostications. Get it at iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Have a good day, everybody. Enjoy the Stanley Cup playoffs.